Welcome to Playful Paradigm Podcast. I'm Simone D'Antonio and I'm here with Federica Ferranin to discuss about the communication plan of our transfer network. The idea of this communication plan is to focus on how this network can promote social inclusion through gaming activities. Federica, you elaborated part of this communication plan. What are the main contents present in this communication plan, and how Playful Paradigm can help cities in communicating the impact of these actions at local level?
We created several channels of communication that the project could use to spread the results of this project, which I just said. Among them, we have a Facebook and a Twitter channel, so people can share and be updated to the project news. We recently created a YouTube channel, and we are slowly uploading the videos we are gathering from our project partners. We think we are going to upload as well the Vox Pop, which are videos each partner city will produce in also in the local language if they want to. So
I think it's a very good job, and what is interesting is that at the core of the communication activity there is a very interesting topic which is crucial for the activities of many partners, not only of this network but also many other urban networks. Why do you think that storytelling is important for communicating gaming activities?
Because images, videos, audios are the media that easily engage people. They keep up their attention and they let them better understand what's going on in every field of this project, but even outside this project. So that's why we are collecting all these materials, and we're trying to give them an order, and we're trying to explain to the people outside the network and even inside the network what's actually going on, so they can understand what we're doing. They can decide what's good, what's not, and if they think something is good, they can also make it their experience. They can take it and reuse it in their own cities, in their own communities.